Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Claiming ownership of digital content has become a bit of a complex issue, especially with new technologies like AI, creating content and also digital collectibles, right? You have the NFTs. In any case, creators often kind of struggle to put some sort of mark or watermark on a creation because really there's obviously the problem of widespread online theft of images, videos, and pretty much all other content, right, getting passed off as your own. And then, of course, there's a problem with AI of all the content you've ever created getting sucked into the giant vacuum that is AI models and being trained and then, of course, being able to spit out something else based off of what you created. So existing ways of marking content as your own can be really easily fooled by something, you know, as simple as just changing the file type of the image or something like that. So in response to this whole kind of arena of problems that people are having with this, Steg.ai has developed a new method for hiding invisible but very strong marks in content to protect it from theft. So the company, which has been developing a deep learning approach to watermarking, uses AI to embed an almost invisible mark on digital assets. And this is, you know, kind of defying the usual countermeasures like image resizing and resaving. So unlike conventional watermark methods, Steg.ai's technology offers a more resilient and unobtrusive solution to intellectual property protection. And this is what they said, quote, "Imagine a generative AI company, you know, it creates an image and Steg watermarks it before delivering it to the end user." That's, you know, Eric Wengrowski, Steg's co-founder and co-author of the 2019 CVPR paper outlining the company's kind of innovative approach. But he wrote to TechCrunch in an email and said, the end user might post the AI-generated image on social media. Copies of the deployed image will still contain the Steg.ai watermark, even if the image is resized, compressed, screenshotted, or has its traditional metadata deleted. So this is what they're kind of trying to do here. At its core, Steg.ai leverages a pair of machine learning models that customizes the watermark to the image. So the encoding algorithm identifies optimal points to modify the image in a way that remains imperceptible to human eyes, but can be easily detected by the decoding algorithm. So it's kind of described as a largely immutable or invisible QR code, and the watermark essentially processes specific, and you know, the watermarking process specifics remain kind of under wraps, right? They're not explaining exactly how they do this, but this is actually really cool. And for those that have seen this, it reminds me of a while back, there's a bunch of projects that come out where essentially they have these really cool pieces of artwork that are built around QR codes. So it's like, you know, a Japanese village, but there's like a QR code embedded in the image that you can scan. And a lot of people are making these like really cool kind of artistic QR codes. This is interesting because this goes a step further where essentially they're embedding a QR code into the image, but it's imperceptible the way they build it in. So it's a special kind of QR code that can be scanned. Now, I am going to, and I could be completely wrong here, I'm going to keep covering this because I do think this is a really cool use case. I think this is a really cool technology. But I'm going to play the devil's advocate here for a second and tell you how I believe you could get around this. Now, if every major image generating AI starts doing this, then there's probably not a chance. Actually, there is with open source. But in any case, here's how you could get around this, right? So you get Steg AI to generate you an awesome picture. It's got the Steg AI watermark. And you're going to say you want to, like, be, you know, you want to be controversial and say this is a real image. You found a picture of the Pope smoking weed, and you're going to do a big Pope smokes weed expose article, say it's real, right? It's fake. So what you do, you get Steg AI to generate this thing, then you take this thing over to Midjourney, you upload it, and then you just say, you know, recreate, like regenerate this image essentially, but make it so that the Pope has like a green jacket, right? So of course, Midjourney goes, takes the image, it recreates it, but it's slightly different. I'm pretty sure doing that would kill the Steg watermark in there. It just, the imperceptible changes that it creates would probably kill that QR code or that watermark. And you know, inevitably, if you ran it through a few times, if you run it through this thing, different AIs a few times, you get that. And the AI is still generating a really realistic thing. Now, if someone like Midjourney or DALL-E 2 actually, which in my opinion, what's more likely is that Steg.ai is going to implement with or integrate with other image generators, or those image generators will create something similar, right? The same idea, concept, technology. If Steg.ai or Midjourney, if it's essentially integrated into all image generators, then it's like, well, now no matter where you go, there's always going to be some sort of embedded watermark essentially that's invisible. But the caveat there is that there are a lot of open source image generators, right? Stability AI is working on a bunch. There's a number, and essentially you could use your own. Now, that being said, that's not to say that even the open source ones won't eventually embed similar technology into their projects. If this became a really big thing that everybody wanted, maybe they would embed it. And if you wanted the best image generators, the best open source image generators, you're going to have to, like, they would still have that. And so maybe it's not like a centralized company that's verifying that, you know, how everything was created, but maybe they just have like a website where you can put an image in there. It's maybe called Watermark Checker, AI Watermark Checker .ai or .com, whatever, right? You get the idea. And you can imagine a company where you essentially could upload an image and it would scan that image and maybe it would run it by Steg AI, DALL-E 2, Midjourney, Stability AI, and it would check and tell you, yes, there's a watermark from this AI company on there. So this thing was AI generated. That would be incredibly interesting. Now, some people are saying that, Steg.ai essentially is saying that even if you crop it or resize it or whatever, I'm not sure if they said crop it, but they said if you resize it, that it won't get rid of the watermark. But I'm not sure about cropping, because I'm not sure if this thing is a watermark that covers, they're not super clear, but they're not saying, I'm not sure if this is a watermark that covers every inch all over it, or if it's a watermark that's like embedded in part of it that you could crop around, for example, right? And if you could crop around it, then of course the solution would be take something that has a Steg watermark somewhere on it, and then you could say, you know, you'd use essentially like an automated fill maybe to automatically fill all around the image, and then, I don't know, expand it, and then try to crop a part that didn't have the watermark from before. I don't know, there's workarounds. So I do think this is a really cool technology, but I would just say you could still put this thing in all of the AI checkers and it says, nope, it's perfectly human made and it could still be AI generated. So this whole thought experiment of how to get around this is just to, shake your confidence in the fact that it's actually not always possible to detect AI, and it is a very complex issue. But I do give them some props for tackling this problem. I think this is an important issue and it is really interesting. So I think what is interesting here is while the exact data capacities of the watermark is undisclosed, right? If it resembles a QR code, I think it could potentially hold a few kilobytes, which is enough for URL hash and other plain text data. So each page of a document or frames in a video could contain unique codes amplifying this capacity. Several applications can, I think, benefit from this technology, including, of course, stock photography providers, Instagram creators, movie studios, and also businesses needing to, you know, mark confidential documents. Steg.ai's ability to provide really robust and some subtle watermarks, I think, presents quite an attractive, it is pretty attractive for those entities. But I will say that the company's journey is not without its challenges. So initially, they actually discovered that many of their product ideas were not hitting the mark, and they soon recognized the value of robustness. So a critical differentiator in their technology since then is that the company has found traction among entities where leaked information could stir consumer interest. You know, we're talking about consumer electronic brands, for example. So Steg.ai's offering is packaged as an enterprise-level SaaS integration integrated seamlessly into a digital asset management platform. So this solution essentially ensures that all media is marked and tracked as part of the regular handling process, and that really kind of is eliminating the need for manual watermarking. So I think in addition to tracing images back to their source, the technology could also potentially detect changes made to an image over time. So the app or API could also offer a confidence level indicating that an image hasn't been manipulated. And this is a feature that could be, I think, pretty invaluable to editorial photography managers. But yeah, I just think kind of in a climate where tech firms are really kind of exploring ways to watermark AI content, I think that Steg.ai's solution could be a pretty critical measure. They did secure $1.2 million in NSF grants and some angel investments. And I think the company has recently announced a $5 million seed round, which was led by Paladin Capital Group, which I think really is going to be very interesting to see how they use that to grow in the space. So definitely a company that will be very interesting to follow in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.